Some things you do because you like to, some things you do because you have to, some things you do because they're just right. And today I think we do one of those. I don't want anyone to think that $13 million comes easily around here. We work very hard to save even a fraction of that in state government. But it is a right thing to make the city of Indianapolis whole for 30 years of innocent mistakes. And it is a right thing not to try to recover that money from Terre Haute or other cities who innocently received it and pit city against city in Indiana in a long and unproductive process. So the right thing seemed to be for the state to, now that we're in a position to, with our first balanced budget in 8 years, to make Indianapolis whole. And we're pleased and proud to do it. I'll just say this is one reason you balance budget, so you have the flexibility to deal with problems and opportunities as they arrive. Mayor?
Thank you, Governor. I just want to say thank you very much to Governor Daniels. This really makes a difference to us. We are in a position where we have a very tight budget, and we had passed a resolution in the council as part of our budget to borrow this money. And we were going to borrow it and then repay it as soon as we received the money, but there was a lot of uncertainty surrounding the receipt of that money. This has been in dispute to some degree with the state for the last 6 or 8 months, and by Governor Daniels stepping forward and agreeing to end that dispute and simply pay this money makes it a lot easier for us. We don't have to borrow the money now, and we don't have to live with the uncertainty and the time that comes, the time delays that come with litigation. So I'm very, very grateful to him for this. This really means a lot to the taxpayers of the city of Indianapolis. And it's also, I guess it's a little bit of a Gordian knot here. You know, clearly this is something that was owed to the city of Indianapolis. Because the formula was not calculated correctly going back about 30 years, and the problem wasn't discovered until within the last year, the equities were just really hard to figure out here. Clearly the city of Indianapolis was owed this money, but equally clearly, as the governor said, the other cities and towns who received overpayments over those 30 years didn't have any idea they were receiving any overpayments, and so they didn't consider themselves to have received any sort of a windfall. And the unseemly picture of cities and towns competing with each other over these funds would not have been a pretty picture to see. So really this was, as the governor said, the right thing to do, but it was also something that he didn't have to do, and I just want to say how grateful I am. I also want to say our president, our council president Monroe Gray is here, and this problem was actually discovered by the City County Council. And so I just want to say how grateful I am to President Gray, to Bart Brown, who is the financial consultant to the council, who is the one who actually discovered the error and began the discussions with the state. And then Bob Clifford, our controller, who's been trying to figure out how to balance the budget. This makes it a lot easier for us. And as we go into our final budget vote tonight, this takes one of our major problems off the table. So once again, thank you, Governor Daniels. Kevin, thank you very much for being here and representing all of the other cities and towns of Indiana who have a stake in this that you didn't know about either until very recently. So thanks.
Thank you. I want to say that if we'd have known about this for 30 years, we'd have certainly taken a lot more delight in getting some of Indianapolis's money. Unfortunately, that's going to be short-lived. When we first heard about this, of course, we were faced with two very unappealing solutions, either to have to pay the money back as a municipality or to see our future distributions reduced. Neither of those solutions were very appealing to us, so we are delighted that the governor has stepped up and has eliminated the potential for this. Right now, municipalities are facing very difficult financial times as far as meeting expectations and the services that they have been asked to deliver by their constituents. Something like this, even for the city of Terre Haute, you're saying, what's a couple of hundred thousand? A couple of hundred thousand is a tremendously large amount of money to a city of our size, especially when our budgets are stretched to the breaking point. So we're delighted that the governor is seeing fit to remove the potential liability for not only the city of Terre Haute, but also for the other cities that we represent here today. We're delighted and we say thank you.
Eric, could you discuss what this means in the context of the city's ongoing problem with crime?
Right. Well, every dollar counts, and $13.15 million is a lot of money to us. And in fact, that's even more than the total amount of the additional appropriation that we requested to deal with the aftermath of the first week of August of this year, the additional money for police and sheriff's overtime, the additional money for night court and all the other things like that. So it's a very meaningful amount of money to us, and it puts us in a position where we don't have to go through the uncertainty of the legal process, and we also don't have to borrow money. And that just puts us in, it just puts us in a sounder financial footing all the way around. And since public safety is the biggest part of our budget by far, it's the majority of our budget, I think it has a direct effect on public safety.
So I had a question how this works. I guess the $13 million change is to make Indianapolis, Marion County whole. How about, though, in future years, will Indianapolis have a bigger share with the revised population?
Yeah, sure they will. This was past auditors had simply not noticed this until some alert folks that work for Monroe had pointed it out. And so that correction's been made, and the formula will now accurately reflect population among the different cities.
So does that mean that in future distributions, other cities will get less?
It means they'll get they'll get exactly what their pro rata share of the population is, and not an unnaturally high percentage.
And that does mean less. But yeah, but that's a lot better than having to pay it back.
And I'll just give you take Kevin for example, $270,000 in this amount. If you look at that as over 30 years, that's $10,000 a year. So on a one-time basis, it's a big deal to him. On an annual basis, it's not that big a deal.
What does this mean on a yearly basis in
the average? Bob, I think we're up to about $600,000 a year. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll receive $600,000 more each year, which we were going to receive anyway because there was an acknowledgement by the auditor that it had been miscalculated. But it's this back amount that is what we're here to talk about today, and that's a very significant thing, of course.
Isn't this a rather large amount for somebody in the auditor's office year after year to be looking at something in Indianapolis with a population of 300,000 or 400,000? Shouldn't somebody have noticed that over that time?
Wasn't here, don't know.
No one in this building was here.
Yeah, that's right. We're just trying to fix problems here, and this is another one of those. But, again, it was clearly an innocent mistake. And, yes, you would have thought maybe somewhere in there it would have caught someone's attention. But thank goodness, finally, someone working for Monroe was alert enough to spot it.
Do you have the authority to do that here? Are you possibly open to a taxpayer's suit that you're distributing state money twice or something like that?
We believe we do have the authority. And where we think we have the authority and we see a right thing to do, we're just going to do it. And I would, I don't think we'll be sued by the other cities and towns, and they're the other parties in interest. I believe they're happy with this outcome. So I suspect that it'll pass without challenge.
Governor, since we have you and the mayor here together, can we talk and ask you a little bit about the operating costs in the state? Have you been able to talk about that? Well,
I don't have anything new to say to you. No new surprises that I'm aware of. They're still moving ahead on schedule.
Yeah. I just think this is one of those things that's going to get worked out. And we all believe is that you can't go out and build a $625 million stadium and then not operate it, and so I think it'll get worked out.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks a lot.